Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you? Hello.
Hey, Zach. How you doing?
Good, good. Who's this?
Let me give you my reservation code.
Hold on one second. Let me pull up that screen on my computer. And if you could repeat that back to me, please, just four digits at a time, and I can pull up the information that we have on your business.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
2511.
2511.
0001.
All right, got it.
0016.
0016, okay.
2869.
2869. And just one moment, please, here. I can pull up the information we have on file for you. And I'm speaking with Craig.
Yes, it is.
How are you doing today, Craig?
I'm doing okay. Let's see what y'all can give me. I got one company already. I'm trying to see what you can do better for me.
Okay, hey, Craig, just real quickly. We got a new phone system last week. We've experienced a couple drop calls. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you if, God forbid,
yeah,
the call were to drop?
It's 205-392-5509.
Thank you for that. I had a couple of calls drop yesterday, and I almost freaked out. I couldn't get a hold of the customer again. So I just want to verify a little bit of information we have on file for your business. Are you still located at the 406 4th Avenue in York,
yes,
Alabama? Excellent.
Yes.
And then the classification for your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp?
Corporation.
Okay, a C or an S-Corp?
C.
C-Corp. Great, great. Okay, so what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can kind of guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit for the business.
I'm looking for working capital.
Okay.
And just for advertising, basically, and maybe hire one more person.
Okay, are you guys seeing some good growth? Or?
Well, we're growing.
Nice, we're growing. Nice. Okay, and what exactly, what type of business are you in?
We are an independent property and casualty insurance agency.
Okay, okay, great. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since about 13 years now.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. That's great. Okay, so, and was there a specific amount in mind that you're looking for to assist with the advertising and hiring of additional personnel?
I need $50,000.
$50,000. Okay.
And I want for 36 months.
For 36. Okay. Well, I'm going to be very upfront with you. I think typically our first-time customers, the longest term could probably get you is 24. But I have seen customers, first-time customers, get 36 as well. So I just want to be as open and as upfront with you as possible.
This is my first time. I got one. I'm almost ready to pay off.
Okay. And who is that with?
Samson.
Okay. And would you know what your balance is at this point? Or?
Yeah, because they sent me a thing now. I'll check it out. Hold on. I'll tell you right where it is. It's the payoff request. I'm looking at this.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now exactly what it is.
No
they
problem.
They took out one today. So they took out one today. Makes it a little bigger.
Is it a daily payment or a weekly payment?
Daily payment.
Daily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. It's $2,500. I don't know where to get this $50 from. What's that $50? I'll pay $100 a day. What's the $50 for?
Maybe an ACH fee or something? That's... weird.
They got their money up in advance on that. That's merchant cash advance from Samson Partners. Balance your account to date above, which includes a $150 fee to terminate. Ain't that something?
What the heck? So if you wanted to pay it off early, they're going to charge you another...
They're supposed to charge you if you pay off early. There's supposed to be no penalty.
That's bizarre. We actually... have rewards
hold on for a second. I got somebody here. Hold on just a second.
No problem.
At C.S. Jones Insurance Agency, we offer great coverage and low rates for every situation. So whether you need insurance for your auto, home, life, or more, you can be assured that our professionals will come through for the best coverage and the lowest rates available. Auto insurance is...
Okay, I'm back. That's what he's trying to charge me, $150. I'm not terminating. I'm just paying it off early.
Yeah, that's weird. You know, we actually have programs where we... give you discounts for paying it off early, 5 to 6% of the remaining balance. Another program we have is 25% of the remaining interest. So we don't operate like that. We encourage our customers to try to pay off early. They are rewarded. That's kind of weird that they're going to charge you that to pay it off early. It sounds like that you are familiar with working capital loans, though, since you've had one in the past. Ours works as such. We're able to lend 10 to 15% of the sales from the year previous. To use as you see fit, you know, for advertising, inventory, bringing on additional employees. Craig, would you know what you guys did in sales last year by chance, just a ballpark?
See, I'm in insurance. We did over $1 million in sales, but, you know, we make about, $1,200 a month that we take off because, you know, we get 10%.
Okay.
We did over $1 million.
Yeah, so off that number, we could probably get you upwards of 100 to maybe 120.
Show that now. Let me show you what I'm talking about. See,
okay.
We got people. We got a lot of people. We got over about 400,000, maybe 500,000 on bank draft. You know,
okay.
All pay.
Right.
On insurance, our clients is paying through their checking account or credit card through our carriers. Our insurance carriers. Then the ones who come to the office, we do around about 37,000 a month.
So, okay.
Yeah, and then we got some just mail it straight to the company.
Okay. You know, we lend just off of your gross annual sales. So that $1 million number, you know, would allow us to offer you upwards of 100 to 125.
Ooh, I don't want the, I know, but.
just want the 50? Yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that would be available for you, you know, down the road if you know.
Now, let me ask you, is this going to be daily or just can we do this monthly or how are we going to do this?
Okay, so there's three options there. There is a daily option, there's a weekly, and there is a monthly. We would need to look at a little bit more information to give you some concrete answers there. I don't want to just arbitrarily throw out and say, hey, we can give you a weekly or monthly payment without actually looking at some solid numbers.
Let me ask you this. What
sure.
will it be for $50,000 for 3 years if you say we go daily?
That is a great question. If you can give me a moment here. Hold on 1 second. So, again, this would just be arbitrary numbers. You know, our rates, it's an unsecured loan, so rates are a little more expensive, started about 10 cents on the dollar. So over 3 years, if you're to look at it, there's a cost of funds. Hold on 1 second here, 50,000. Let's say times. So 55,000 over, and this is a best case scenario with you know, immaculate credit, you know, great cash flow, time in business, and all that. Divided by 21 equals, you know, So this is very unlikely, but if you were to get a 3-year loan at $50,000 with our best case scenario, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, it would be $72 a day, Monday through Friday. Now it's highly unlikely that were to happen, but that would be a best case scenario.
What about 20%? 10%? You say
20%. Let's take a look real quickly here. Guys, alrighty. Divided by 36, divided by 21. How's the weather in Alabama today?
Good. It's always hot.
Always hot. It's crazy humidity.
Yeah, still be in the 90s. We haven't had 90 since May. It's
wow.
Down. It'll cool down.
So this is saying that it would be $79.36 a day, Monday through Friday. Now, again, it'd be highly unlikely that you get 36 months. I think 24 would be the longest term that we could get you initially. But again, we can revisit that. halfway through the loan.
No, if you give me 36 months and then after 18 months, then we could go back and look at it again. I know all the ropes on that. I want to get a good deal. That's all.
I understand, and I will fight for you for a good deal. I just want to give you realistic terms. You know, that's what you would like. But in all honesty, 24 would probably be initially the longest term. I don't want to give you false hope or
let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Now everybody talks a good game. Mm-hmm. And then when they come back and say, well, you know, we can't do this. And then I get the same thing like the rest of them. They give you about the same thing. I had one guy want to give me $30,000. He was taking 30%.
Wow.
A dollar. But he wants you to do it in 6 months. I said, wow.
That's a lot of money in 6 months.
Yeah, that's $316 a day.
Wow. You know, Craig, what I can do is this. I can fight for the longest term possible for you. I'd specifically put that in the notes. Just work with underwriting. I have a friend in underwriting who can kind of give me the inside scoop and works with me really well. So I can push for that for you. I just don't want to, you know, spit out lies to you or misinformation. I want to be...
All right, tell you what I'm going to do.
All right.
Send me your application.
Okay.
I'll send you what you need. But let me know something today, because I got another company. Oh, I'm looking at strong, because they gave me 24 months.
Nice.
But I want 36 and I want 50. And I can pay the daily stuff.
Okay.
Under 100.
36. Well, let me ask you a couple questions. How would you rate your personal credit? Are you above average, average, maybe?
My credit's kind of bad, because I don't pay. It's just that I had a lot of revolving credit.
Uh-huh.
On the money, I use my credit cards.
Right.
And then your kid got a health deal.
Yeah. Is it because of medical debt, too? Because that doesn't show up as badly as, you know, other debt, if that makes sense to you. Sometimes, you know, I have medical debt.
I had surgery in my eyes, you know. I have a coma.
Yeah.
I'm taken care of so I can see. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. So that, you know, although it does affect your credit, you know, when it's medical debt comes up, we don't look at it in the same way as we...
No, I use my credit card to pay that medical debt.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
You know.
Okay. Would you say you might be, you know, above 600? Maybe right around
629.
Okay.
I ain't never been late, just that I got a lot of revolving debt.
I understand. Okay. Okay. And lastly, what would be the most efficient email address that I could shoot you out the application and the other
requirements? scsjonesinc@yahoo.com.
You said SCS Jones?
Yeah, scsjonesinc@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay. Craig, I will put together this email for you, have it out to you in about 10 minutes. My direct dial will be on there as well. So if you have any questions at all, you know, gathering information or just in general, you can always reach out to me and I'm here to help you out.
All right, if I send this off today to you in about next hour or so, would you let me know something?
Yes, I'm going to package it. Yeah, I'm going to package it for underwriting. And, you know, if you get it to me in the next hour, I feel confident that we can have feedback for you later on this afternoon.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. I'm going to shoot that out to you in about 5 minutes here, and then we'll just keep moving forward from there.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk soon, Craig.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.